Portsmouth Jihadis Austerity and Alienation to Blame Ben Norman, Portsmouth Socialist Party. 19-year-old Mehdi Hassan has become the latest young Muslim from Portsmouth to be killed in Syria. Part of the self-proclaimed Al-Britani Brigade Bangladeshi Bad Boys, Hassan is one of six Portsmouth men known to have joined the Salafist extremists of the Islamic Staters. Hassan is reported to have been killed in the Syrian border city of Qobain, and the rest of his brigade have fared little better. Four are dead, one is imprisoned, and the final member is believed to remain trapped on Qobain's besieged front lines. Propaganda. The social media campaigns of Is Promise Its recruits a five-star jihad, a beguiling blend of Call of Duty and evangelical belonging. Yet the reality is infinitely more cruel. Compared to the battle-hardened veterans of Syria, Iraq, or Yemen, Is considers its European recruits theologically illiterate and a military liability. While a handful, including hostage murderer Jihadi John, are used as propaganda tools, the majority of Europeans find themselves thrown into suicidal battles as expendable fodder against the Kurdish Peshmerga when Is wishes to protect its more seasoned fighters. Portsmouth's jihadis may be partially explained by naivety, evangelicalism and even an idealized view of a homeland they've never known. However, it is clear the root cause is a poisonous mix of austerity and alienation. Poverty. The city's Charles Dickens ward, home to the majority of the group, is ravaged by unemployment and cuts. 57% of children are estimated to live in income-deprived families, while the average household income is £430 per week, far below the British average of £670. The British Security Service's own report highlights the impact of austerity, noting the path to radicalization begins with high youth unemployment, a reliance on axed public services and the managed decline of the dockyard, responsible for over 900 job losses. In this regard, the Pompey Sikhs are no different to the rest of their community, where disillusionment and political despondency run high. In May's local elections, a sitting MP, Mike Hancock, lost his council seat to UKIP on a turnout of only 24%. The difference is that, alienated by British austerity, the six men turned to social media, ensnaring themselves in an international trap of despondence and demagoguery which has targeted young Muslims from Portsmouth to Tunis. While it is no doubt the bloodiest, is just one manifestation of the hardline Salafist ideology which is being exported by the wealthy Gulf states. Threatened by the Arab Spring revolutions, the absolute monarchies of Qatar, Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates have spread Salafism as a weaponized theology of counter-revolution. Unity. That this extremism can find purchase in a small minority of Portsmouth's Muslims is because the ground has been prepared by austerity, not as some would claim, a failure of multiculturalism. Nor is there an issue with community segregation. In the most densely populated British city outside of London, there is no room for ghettos. This community suffers its decline as one. If the problems of alienation, despair, and radicalization are to be tackled, our movement must cut across the extremists' message, uniting the community in a common struggle against austerity and the social problems which blight our city.